Theater comes in many flavors in the region. On one hand, we've got the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, putting nearly a dozen professional plays on stage over the course of a nine-month season. There are other professional and community theaters putting on big productions. Then there's the Ashland New Plays Festival, which does not run up big costs in scenery, props, or costumes, because the New Plays Festival, coming back for its major annual festival next week, is all about reading the plays, actors at music stands reading the words of new plays. Four new plays are featured between Wednesday and Sunday. They get done once each as a matinee and an evening performance. Jim Palisotti is the director of development for the Ashland New Plays Festival and our guest on The Exchange to talk about the details of this year's offerings. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
So for people who don't attend much theater, what is the attraction of watching people read plays?
Well, you know, we're really the essence of theater, we like to think of it. It all starts with the plays. Somebody has to create these works. And as Kyle Hayden, our artistic director, often says, everything was a new play at one time. You know, Shakespeare was a new play, et cetera. So there's something exciting about being there. The first time something is read, the first time actors bring these characters to life. We did a program a few years ago called the Women's Invitational, as an example. Did the first public reading of a play called Cost of Living, which last March won the Pulitzer Prize for drama, and we're very proud of that. But that's an example of what can happen and what we hope will happen for all these folks.
Okay, that's one success story. Yes. I have others I want to hear about later on. But are there other festivals like this around the country? Is ANPF unique?
Well, we're unique in some senses, but there are other New Plays festivals. There are a lot of people working because New Plays really are the lifeblood of theater, and that's recognized. It's a tough sell. You know, you have to bring your imagination to the theater. We don't do staging. We don't do costumes. We don't do lighting and so forth. We really count on the ability of the actors to bring the playwright's words to life. And other festivals do this. There are many, many New Plays efforts being made at colleges around the country, but there are a few festivals like ours, and we're happy that they exist because we need all of us to be working toward bringing this stuff to life. So,
does the Ashland New Plays Festival, after how many years is it now?
27 years.
27 years. Okay, so does it have some power? Does it have some pull in the marketplace? I mean, is this the kind of place where a playwright wants to get his or her play read, period. But,
sure.
I mean, is this a really good place for a playwright to land?
Well, we've gone through a tremendous growth over the years. We had a strong foundation to build on. We now receive plays, 400 plays we limit it to every year, receive them from all over the world. So there's certainly, among playwrights, there's certainly a recognition of Ashland New Plays Festival and the value that it has. Unfortunately, we're only able to present 1% of those plays, four plays. So we're working on other initiatives to kind of broaden that impact that we have. But I think there's a tremendous recognition in this area among the audiences, and people come from the Bay Area and from throughout the Northwest to see what we do. So we're very pleased with what we're able to accomplish. We want to do more.
So how did the New Plays Festival get started? I mean, obviously people have been reading plays out loud as long as there have been plays, I suspect, before staging them, just to get an idea what they sound like. But how did the idea coalesce around an actual festival with several plays?
Many years ago, 1992, in fact, there was an effort made by, led, I think, by the Oregon Shakespeare Festival to, I believe it was for the Oregon Bicentennial, as a matter of fact, to create this festival of new works for the stage. And a person by the name of Norma Wright, a very active person here in the community, took that and ran with it. And 27 years later, here we are. It's obviously changed a lot over the years. But primarily, I think in those early days, it was mostly local playwrights, and it grew, and reputation grew. And as I say, we're now getting plays from all over the world. Last year, we got them from Trinidad and Tobago, from New Zealand, from Turkey, you name it. So it's certainly grown.
Jim Palisotti, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the director of development for the Ashland New Plays Festival, which opens up on Wednesday evening, October 17th, runs with play presentations twice a day and some workshops as well through Sunday, October 21st at 3 in the afternoon. Join the conversation on the Exchange. Questions about the plays, some questions about process, or interested in going. Let's talk about this. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned that you limit the entries to 400 plays. So is it a first-come, first-serve? Is it by invitation, nomination? I mean, how do you end up with just 400?
It's an open competition, Jeff, and that is somewhat unique. In most cases, new plays are considered only when they're submitted by agents or, you know, there's some connection to the process. We're very democratic since we're open to anyone. We have, God bless them, we have a large group of volunteer readers who are obviously fans of theater, who sort through these plays, work over many months, and literally put in 6,000 to 7,000 hours of time sorting, discussing, reading, and rating these plays, come up with the 15 of their favorites, and from those, Kyle Hayden chooses the 4 that we present.
Wow. That's,
and I should mention they're all blind readings. We don't know who wrote them.
That's so. Right. The playwright's names are not attached, so you really don't know whose work it is. Although I suspect, particularly with people who've had done multiple submissions, after a while the knowledgeable theater reader will go, this looks like the work of so-and-so.
Well, and occasionally you get something that's really a sequel. This year we have The Abuelas by Stephanie Walker, and she won 2 or 3 years ago with The Madres. This is actually a sequel to that play, and so I suppose readers may have noticed some similarities in the work.
That's a natural progression from The Madres, the mothers, to the Abuelas, the grandmothers, Stephanie Allison Walker. So, but again, this is a blind reading. I mean, I guess when you saw that it was called The Abuelas and saw the characters, it would have been pretty obvious.
Yeah, we have one person who obviously sorts all these works. We receive them. For many years, I was president of the organization. The president does see who submits the work, as does Penny Mike Sell, the person who organizes all this and distributes them to the readers and all. Other than that, it's totally blind, and nobody knows until the winners are chosen. Even Kyle, as he selects them, is looking at them blind.
So Kyle chooses, Kyle Hayden again is the artistic director of the Ashland
Correct.
New Plays Festival, and couldn't be with us today, or could be with us so late that we told him to just to stay in bed. So what does he get? He gets how many to choose from?
Generally 12 to 15. It's a bit arbitrary, but it's the highest scoring plays, and they fall into a category that at a certain point there's a cutoff, and this year I think he chose from 15 plays. But, you know, he reads them through. He looks at the season he wants to put together. Challenge that he has, obviously, and he'd be the first one to tell you this, there are many other plays that are not chosen that could have been presented. So that's something we're looking at, seeing what we can do about, you know, bringing a little more impact to the festival that we present.
You mentioned scoring, so are there's some standardized criteria then that plays have to hit to be able to rise in the rankings?
Well, I think it's really about quality. You know, essentially what we look at is this an interesting story? Do I care about these characters? Does something interesting happen? And that's essentially what people look at. I think every reader has his or her own criteria. Based on some guidance that we give them. But we really want to take a broad sample of this community and their impression of what we're receiving and then present the best of what they come up with.
So, I mean, are there any attempts to go with genres? You know, you don't want to have like all 4 history plays or all 4, you know, science fiction plays or something like that?
I suppose subtly there is, but I think Kyle would be the first to tell you he tries to pick the best 4 plays. And you know, sometimes you come up with several comedies, sometimes several intense dramas, but it's arbitrary in the sense that I think he truly is looking for the very best work. We want to find the playwrights who we can encourage to continue doing this work, and in fact, we are now putting on events throughout the year beyond the festival based on playwrights that we've run across who would like to take work and develop it through intense workshops.
You mentioned the Women's Invitational, which is one of the items that we had you go, folks on, yeah, under the exchange to talk about. So that was one of the outside the New Plays Festival season
Correct.
Events you had. Let's talk about this year's plays. I want to, before we get too much farther down the road here, let's start with the one we already mentioned, The Abuelas by Stephanie Allison Walker, sequel to The Madres from a couple of years ago. Can you give us a basic synopsis?
Yeah, it's really about some of the events and the disappearances that took place in Argentina during the 1970s. This play is a sequel to that, and it's the consequences of those events 37 years later with one of the people who was involved in the Madres. Stephanie's an incredibly talented writer, but she also obviously is very interested in history and has focused on this area of Argentina's history, which was tragic and, thank God, is hopefully moving on.
Yeah, very, very tough time. And Los Desaparecidos is what we're talking about here, the disappeared.
Exactly.
Yeah. Primary User by Nate Epler is also one of the 4 plays of this year's Ashland New Plays Festival. Tell us about Nate and what he's done here.
Wonderful play. Nate, by the way, is a very strong proponent of new plays and works at the Nashville Repertory Company, runs a program there that supports new works for the stage. This play is about a chatbot and the creators of this chatbot and what happens when one of them passes away, but his personality remains with the chatbot. Who owns it? who has the right to determine what to do with it. It's a fascinating play.
Very topical and up to date.
Absolutely. So.
At times, and this makes me wonder about a situation like that, because I can imagine a story like that getting anywhere from 2 to 18 people on the stage. Do you have to have some practical considerations for what plays you'll take because of the fact that you are working in a relatively confined space at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Ashland? So it's not a huge stage, and I think it fits about maybe 8 music stands across would begin to get crowded. So, I mean, you have to make some considerations about who's in it, how many people, that kind of thing?
Absolutely, and we try to limit these to 8 characters, although you can double them, so it does expand it. Kyle has really pushed that envelope, and one thing we love about him is he really does want to push the boundaries of what we're able to do. Many times readers will say to us, oh, I love this play, but I just didn't see how we could do it as a staged reading. We have tried to work with them to understand that that's really Kyle's decision, and he is able to work magic. We did a play a couple of years ago called Constellations, which is a play about two people existing in multiple time zones and multiple cosmos, and very hard to figure out how we could stage it. When I read it, I didn't think there was any way to do it. It was a tremendous hit. Daniel Molina and Alejandra Escalante did it for us, and it was just a tremendous success. Jackie Apodaca, our associate artistic director, figured out how to do it. It was wonderful.
So. Yeah, this is where the person reading the stage directions probably becomes very critical for some of these plays.
Critical, absolutely. And, you know, to expand on that topic, a couple years ago we did a play by Scott Kaiser, a local playwright and well-known denizen over at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Kyle put in on partly to show what we might be able to do, and I believe there were 14 characters up on stage at that time. In fact, we couldn't even use the stage. We just had to use the raised portion of the Unitarian Center's platform to put on the show.
We're talking about the Ashland New Plays Festival with Jim Palisotti, who's the director of development. The festival starts next Wednesday with the excavation of Mary Anning, and every play of the 4 gets an afternoon and an evening performance. So things will end on Sunday with Primary User by Nate Epler that we were just talking about. So that's 2 plays we talked about, Primary User and The Abuelas. Let's talk about the excavation of Mary Anning, an Ian August play.
That is a play based on true events about a person with a deep interest in archaeology who was overlooked by her colleagues, largely because of gender bias, and continues to develop this interest she has in archaeology and makes major discoveries. She also makes major discoveries about herself and the world she lives in. I guess that's the best way to summarize it.
So. It sounds like a good double entendre for the title, The Excavation of Mary Anning, both of her soul and the stuff she's doing
Absolutely.
In real life. Cold Spring by Victor Lesniewski, is that what his name is?
Yes, and Victor, again, very talented playwright. Cold Spring is a play about episode that unfortunately we deal with all too often about sexual molestation of children by, I believe in this case, a coach of a baseball team. But it really concerns the way in which the 4 parents who are involved in this situation deal with it and what it reveals about them and their personal relationships. So.
How much work goes into any of these plays before they arrive here? I mean, I imagine that a few of these have had table readings, some sort of event other than a festival, so maybe a small-scale reading. But, I mean, how much work is usually represented by what's on the script that arrives at the New Plays Festival in Ashland?
Well, many of these plays have been worked and reworked over and over again. And in fact, one of our frustrations for the playwrights we work with is that they come up with new versions after they've submitted them to us and oftentimes ask if they can send us a new version. We obviously can't entertain that until the second round. We do allow them to send us updated versions if their play makes the second round of our competition. But I think some of them have gone through years and years of work. Others, I think Stephanie, you know, has been working on this play for the last couple of years, and she started it when we presented the Madres a few years ago. So, you know, it really varies, but obviously all these people are reworking these plays over and over again. And part of what we do is helping them in that process. When they hear what the audience's response is to their work, it really gives them a better idea of what they have to work with. So.
Do you have a sense, Jim, of the mix between plays like the one that Stephanie Allison Walker is bringing in, where she's written several plays before, and people whose first work is getting put on at ANPF?
We did have a play this year that was a finalist that I learned later was the very first play written by this person, and that's pretty remarkable. I think most of these people are pretty skilled. I think the definition is emerging playwrights, but they've been at it for quite a while. And you know, some of the people who have won at ANPF in the past are now quite well known. Karen Zacharias was a winner at ANPF in the 1990s. She was at OSF this year. That's not at all uncommon. But most of these people are well into their career but have a ways to go. Mm-hmm. So there's
certainly, you know, the audience has some fun here. And as you mentioned, they need to bring their imaginations because we're still talking no sets, no props, no costumes, just generally people at music stands. But so what's the value to the playwright, though? What do they get out of hearing a play out loud being done in voices other than the ones in their heads?
Well, you know, the essence of what we do is to try to take these words and bring them to life, and we obviously have this deep reservoir of talent to draw on over at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and other actors in this community that we work with. But for the playwrights, I think it's a very lonely profession to sit and write by yourself and work until they hear them read by these actors and until they see the reaction that they get from the audiences. I don't think they can really see the forest for the trees. I mean, literally, it's that kind of situation. Once they have that ability to hear their work read aloud and see the audience's reaction, I think they start to see it in a slightly different way and see where they can fine-tune it, change it, et cetera, which jokes work, which situations maybe don't resonate in the way that they intended.
I bet for the savvy theater goer, I bet at least as much of the entertainment that they could see on stage would be seen by looking at the face of the playwright as the production goes along.
A lot of what we draw on is the incredible passion for theater that this community has exhibited over the years, and the intelligence that has generated among the audiences, and the playwrights benefit from that tremendously. We do talkbacks after every one of these performances, hosted by our host playwright Beth Kander, who was a two-time winner here in the past. And what the playwrights gain from that, I think, is a direct exchange between themselves and the audience. It's something that isn't always exactly what they want to hear, but they get the audience's direct reaction to their work. So there's a lot of value in that.
Is this Beth Kander's third year, I'm thinking, as the host playwright?
I'm sorry?
Beth Kander, is this her third year as the host playwright?
This is her third season. Mm-hmm. We've had, I think she is the fourth host playwright we've had in 22 years, so I've been very fortunate.
So you try to keep some continuity there, people have got a feel for Ashland and for the materials.
Yeah, and, you know, Beth's very skilled. I mean, she's a playwright herself, so there's the collegiality. She works with playwrights all during the week that help them kind of get the lay of the land and appreciate what we're doing, and then sits down with the audience and the playwright after every play and discusses it. So.
Right, so she does actually host the discussions after each of the plays. Okay, the actors and the playwright sit there with the audience and kind of hash over things. And,
yep.
All right, it's always interesting stuff to be seen out there as four new plays get heard in front of an audience, at least in the same setting, for the first time. It all takes place at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Ashland on 4th Street. The Ashland New Plays Festival opens up on Wednesday evening with The Excavation of Mary Anning, closes down after the matinee performance on Sunday of Primary User by Nate Epler. Also have Cold Spring by Victor Lesniewski and The Abuelas by Stephanie Allison Walker. Thank you so much, Jim Palisotti, for bringing in information about this year's Ashland New Plays Festival, and best of luck with the festival next week.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you so much for having us, and we hope all your listeners will come out and see us.
All right. It's always a fun time to be had out there at the Ashland New Plays Festival.